Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yo, this be Sport of Time. We're back. Extremely sorry about that delay. I think we committed doing more and then we took like 6 weeks off. Once again,
just anyway, like sports.
John's here. Just like sports. Jonathan, are you here?
I thought it was very appropriate for the sportive podcast that because there were no sports, we didn't do any podcast. But by the time we got it together again to do a podcast, all the sports started again already.
That's right. This was all on purpose. Lazy like a fox.
Right.
Stuart, are you here?
I think it's also worth noting that the one sport that did start started super half-assed, and that is the sportive way. So I'm good with that.
That's right. And we also have Chicken Fingers 69, formerly known. Chicken.
Currently. Hello. Currently known. Yes, that's me. What's up, fuckers?
Yeah.
Formally is what I was trying to say, and I think I said formerly.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's tough. It's tough out here when you're trying to say big words for absolutely no reason. Stupid. Okay. Baseball?
Baseball.
Sure. Talk baseball?
I enjoyed the 2020 season.
Yeah, so we should do bros and turds, and then we should immediately do end of season awards. We're recording this on July 27th. The game has been going on for, is it 5 days probably in total? It was a weekend. There was like a Thursday night, and tonight's Monday.
Yep, there's
and
games
already
tonight.
A team is out. So, not great.
Very in keeping with the other American sports that have already restarted. Both soccer leagues had a summer tournament, and both of them had teams drop out before the tournament even started because of multiple positive tests.
Yeah, do we? How often do we get to the bottom of how this happened? Because that's all that I care about, and I feel like either no one's asking the question or they know no one's going to give a straight answer. An answer like, yeah, we were all out at the club.
I think it is known. I might be getting this fact wrong, so sorry about the... Sorry about the libel, everybody, but I believe the Orlando Pride, the NWSL team that didn't make it to the NWSL tournament, they had 6 players test positive because they all went to a bar.
In Utah.
That's for sure true.
No, not
That's
in
That's for sure true. Oh,
no, it was before one? They even, it was before okay. they went to Utah. They all tested positive in Orlando. They didn't even make it to Utah.
Okay.
That would have been quite a feat.
If they had gone to a bar and gotten COVID in Utah, now that would have been something.
That's an accomplishment right there.
Right.
So we did hear that story, which was great to hear. It made me feel like, don't be a huge dumbass and maybe you'll be okay. But I don't know. So we don't really have any idea, though, right?
About the Marlins?
Team party.
Well, I mean.
About the Marlins. Yeah.
You may have seen that Florida's been in the news for COVID of late. So.
Just for a few months straight.
Yeah.
That's it.
So I think you can get it without even trying down there. I think it's just an act of living in Florida. You can just go out to the mailbox and then, oops, I got the COVID.
And then a few of them got it. And then there was a group text and they decided if they should play or not. And
Jesus Christ. Athletes
are the dumbest human beings to ever live. And I know that because I have played sports and I'm extremely dumb when faced with the idea of whether I should play the sport that I love or not. I'd say yes to everything.
Brandon, true or false, that you are currently playing a sport right now as the summer's going on.
Moving right along. Yeah, well, yeah. Well, yeah. but they should not be allowed to make that decision. Can we agree on that? That's not right.
Well,
and so my question is, how is this going to not happen more often? They're not going to immediately formalize any new, because the Players Association has to approve everything. So it's not like they're now going to have these new things in place. We are really truly relying on the maturity of professional baseball players to save the season. Please tell me I'm wrong about that.
Well, I don't necessarily think the maturity of professional baseball players is any different than the maturity of the citizenry at large. The exact same thing happened to the Miami Marlins that has happened to the entire state of Florida and most of the American South.
Probably the nicest thing that anyone has ever said about baseball players on this podcast.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Baseball players are dirtbags. I'm just saying in this particular case.
Yeah.
This is a common story now. This is what happens.
But I guess what I'm asking you is it true that we are relying on baseball players just hoping they turn into very mature people throughout the course of the season to save the season? Is there any other mechanism in place to stop this from happening? I don't think there is.
I mean, they do a ton of testing. I think everybody gets tested every day or every other day, but yeah. That's not
helpful. But then they don't hear about it for like 3-4 days, right?
Well, I think they're getting their test results faster, but even so, that's not enough to stop somebody who tests negative one day and then tests positive the next day. Just because they tested positive didn't make them not spread it before that. It's not
and they're like,
it's not a cure-all to have testing every day.
They're sitting next to each other. They're hog piling at times. All that's bad.
Right.
Bad news. Yeah, see, this is... Okay, yes, I am playing baseball, but I'm avoiding my teammates, and I have not gotten anywhere near them. As you know, I'm a pitcher, so it's pretty easy. I don't have to be anywhere near anybody.
And Brandon hasn't covered...
I don't want to be anyway.
Brandon hasn't covered first base on a grounder since 2012, so...
Hell no. Too close to other people. I'm sorry. I'd love to get over there. I can't.
But, I mean, that is a big difference. You are playing outside, and the dugouts are mostly outside, and you're probably staying out of the dugouts and stuff like that. You're not sitting around in the clubhouse all day like Major League Baseball players are.
I have not set foot inside the dugout. We, of course, have not been inside at any times, and I haven't high-fived anybody. That's good, right?
That seems
If they did that,
possible.
It'd be okay?
I think maybe. I mean, I don't exactly know what life in a Major League Baseball clubhouse looks like right now. I know the Twins had expanded and were using basically all of Target Field to do the things that they would normally do in their indoor areas. So I'm sure it's more spread out than it usually is, but there still is a lot of sitting in the dugout, and there still is a lot of personal contact.
I guess the question is, this season, there's no way this season doesn't. I just feel like it's going to continue no matter what, right?
I don't know about no matter what.
Yeah, I'm skeptical. I really am.
Wow. Okay, this isn't helping.
If there's 9 teams that all have 11 guys test positive for COVID in the next week, they'll probably pump the brakes a little bit.
Yeah.
Shut down for a couple weeks.
Yeah. This ends up
maybe ramp it back
up. If this is an isolate, and also it helps that it's the fucking Marlins who are just, you know, terrible to begin with. So
yeah,
I,
replacement players you wouldn't know.
Yeah, they're just gonna go get the Lou Fords and Butch Huskies of the world to plug in, you know. Whatever the 2020 equivalents of those guys are to play for the next week or two. And as long as it's an isolated incident, yeah, they'll probably keep playing. But, boy, it feels like it's not – I don't know. I have my doubts that it's an isolated incident.
Yeah, it's really discouraging start. I feel like I was fairly pessimistic that this would work because it hasn't been a bubble and all that. But I still did not think this would happen, like this quickly. I thought it might just be one or two cases every once in a while. 14 people on the same team is astounding to me. I don't know why I'm still shocked by this. I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed.
It feels a little bit like March 15th. Like today is March 14th and tomorrow will be March 15th, where March 14th.
We're still learning. Yeah.
March 14th all the hockey games were going on in schedule. And the morning of March 15th, four different leagues were saying we're going to play tonight. And by 3 o'clock, every one of them was canceled and wouldn't start up again until August.
It's extremely embarrassing to say that out loud the way you just put that. It's been 4 months. I've been reading the news every single day, multiple times a day, news across the world. And I just now, 1 minute ago, was like, how did all these people get it? I know exactly how they all got it.
It still does seem slightly impossible, though, even with how many cases do we have now? 140,000 people have died, and we have 4 million cases in the United States or something like that?
At least, yeah. Yep.
It still is like, well, I mean, 4 million people have got it, and maybe 10 times as many have had it and just don't know it. But that doesn't mean everybody, right? It still seems insane.
I don't know. We're very dumb. All of us. Not just us four this time.
Oh, no. Usually no, it's just us that are dumb, but...
Yeah. Let's not give us too much credit for leading the charge here.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping one of you guys would make me feel a little bit better.
No.
Chicken, well, help me out here. How are you feeling?
Well, the games were good. That was
fun. It was fun. Yes. Did you find yourself more or less interested than you thought you'd be once the game started?
I feel like Chicken's given up on us.
I think Chicken died.
Chicken's.
I'm
sorry.
I am very alive. Hey, was the question for me or for?
Yes, the question's for you, and then we can open it. I just want to keep you engaged.
Did I find it?
I want you to pull a stew and start.
I'm less. Yeah. I care less than I did. I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, I found myself like, what was the guy's name that pitched yesterday? Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, we got that guy.
Maeda?
Yeah. Fuck, I forgot about that.
Ken?
And we traded him for that, like, super fast thrower guy. And I wonder how he's doing. Like, did he make the roster? Did he?
Buster Gunderson.
Yeah. Did he? How's he doing? And then I was like, ah. And then
I don't know.
Then I fell asleep. Like, I didn't look it up. I didn't, you know, I don't know. I just am not that hiatus. I don't know. I just don't care.
Now, we've been podcasting for 20 years. Mm-hmm. This is the 20th year anniversary. Mm-hmm. And every year we talk about you personally, but I think all of us a little more. Well, not John. Obviously not John, but the other three of us.
Never John.
Every year, just a tiny bit less caring about sports, which is perfectly natural.
Erosion.
We're all becoming much more cultured.
Oh, sure.
And whatnot with the historical novels we like reading and the nonfiction and the international something international. So some of that makes sense. You're saying even on that little downslope, it really went down even further for you.
It absolutely did. I just don't.
Is it because part of you thinks it like this doesn't just feel? It just doesn't feel like a real season, or is it just because it started so late?
It also might get taken away. That's you don't want to put yourself out there that much, you know.
No, I just not to get too philosophical. But sports for me, for professional sports, is a mode of escapism, in a sense. So we all have full-time jobs and families and mortgages, and maybe not Stu. He's a multi-billionaire. I mean, we all know that he paid cash.
The rest of us have to work. Yeah,
the rest of us have mortgages, and it's not that way. Whether it's politics or the virus, you can't. There is no escapism in watching a Twins game. It's, if anything, it's just another reminder of exactly what we're going through. And it like hits you right like a 2x4 between the eyes, paper fans in the crowd and people wearing masks. There is no escapism any longer in professional sports watching them on television. And that's what I used it for. That's the entertainment in it for me, especially for baseball, is turning a game on and just kind of forgetting about everything else that's going on. And you can't currently. So what good is it to me? Now, I can't speak for everybody or even anybody else. That's just me personally. Why it's like, well, fuck, this is great. It's, you know, it's, I don't know. It's, there is no escapism in it for me any longer. And maybe football will be different because it's just an entirely different sport, but I doubt it.
I really doubt it.
You know, it's funny because I feel the same way as you do, and yet also somehow the opposite of you do, because in a lot of ways, having sports come back, it felt like you're sick, and then you're suddenly grasping at straws for anything that's getting better. Like, well, didn't throw up today, I must be on the mend. And even having sports back in the extremely strange form that they're back, it's like, man, it's just good to have something that reminds me of what things were like before this whole COVID pandemic started.
Baseball is not throwing up.
Right. It's just
baseball is unbuttered toast.
It's not the same. It's not as good. I can't go to the game, but I couldn't go to the game before anyway because I have kids and I have to put them to bed. So while it's certainly not escapism, because you can't watch any game and feel like it's normal with empty stands, or in the case of MLS, just huge billboards and in the background, like they're playing on a soundstage, or the NBA is going to be particularly strange because it looks like they're all playing in a big gym with a curtain down in the middle, like a youth basketball tournament, and it's going to be hard to escape that youth basketball tournament feeling.
I'll make it work.
But it's just nice to see the slightly familiar back, like seeing one of your friends and you have to stay 11 feet away from them and you can't give them a hug, but at least you're talking in person. I don't know. Maybe I'm... not maybe. I'm clearly grasping at straws. I'm clearly grasping for anything, but it's... I totally get what you're saying, Chicken, about it being escapism, and this is not escapism, but at the same time, it's about the only normal thing that ever happens is to turn a game on at night.
Chicken, plus, at least there's something new on TV. There's just been nothing recently. So it doesn't feel the same, but it also is... It does pass the time a little bit. Were you talking, Stu?
Oh, I was just going to ask Chicken if he'd been to some Tomball games. If that had been a lot better than the
It's funny, Stu, that you mentioned that, because that's exactly what I was waiting to say, is that if there is any escapism, it's in something like that. And I have been going to those mostly because the boy likes going and gets to go and hang out with his buddies. And, you know, like
you get out of the goddamn house.
Get out of the house and go somewhere. Bush lights are $2 a pop. Ice cold, $2 a pop. Sit in the stands. It doesn't look any different than it did at this time last year. The game literally doesn't look any different. I know they're supposed to be doing certain things, and if they are, I don't know. I'm not noticing it.
No one's doing anything differently. Once you get among group whatever, they just you revert back to who you were. I'm a total weirdo on my team for refusing to go into the dugout. I'm sure they all secretly make fun of me.
And when you're in the stands, you're not paying attention like who's going in the dugout and who isn't going in. I mean, the game looks the same. So
true.
That actually feels good. It's not like I've been to a billion. I've been to three. That's about the only mode of escapism, I guess.
And being outside is the cheat code for having a normal situation. You can be a little less, rigid on, the things that you have to do to get by. You can, space yourself out a little bit and enjoy.
Well, I'll be honest. There's before the pandemic, after, there's 30 people there anyways, and it's Minnesota.
That's the whole thing.
We're not standing next to each other. Even five years ago, we were standing six feet apart.
Punishment.
With my best friend. No, don't sit next to me. What the hell's the matter with you? Sit,
please. Three seats between us. Come on. Leave some room for the Lord.
Yeah. So
we've had probably, as you said, 30, 40 people at our games this year. And we're not a small town team. We usually have legitimately four people.
You're seeing more, aren't you? There are more.
So it's incredible. Yeah. There's nothing else to do. All of a sudden, my aunt and uncle, who I never see, they were at the game. They're like, I don't know. We're bored.
Pat Ricey is it. Pat Royce is in every single game now.
Royce shows up to our games like, all right, hey.
I'll tell you kind of an odd story. I mean, maybe it's maybe the guy's a pedo. Or they're pedophiles, but we had like I just
preface all of your stories with this. I love that. I'm so intrigued right now.
Well, like the boy, you know, his team, we were practicing on at the city park. Who's going to sit and watch that? But there was like these old men that were like, they were just sitting there watching, like from the neighborhood or whatever. They just, this is like before town ball started. There was no Twins. There was no town ball. This is like maybe a month and a half ago, right when they started opening things up. And they're like, we just wanted to watch some baseball. I'm like, well, this is really bad baseball. This is 12-year-olds playing. But you're welcome to sit here and watch. And they were just happy. They were walking their dogs, and they're like, you know what? We're just going to sit here and we're just gonna sit and watch for a while. That's all right. That's fine with me.
That happened to me one time. I was there's a whole complex of baseball fields right by my house, and I was out for a walk one night. And I walked by this baseball game. It's probably a 9-year-old baseball game. I think it might have been coach pitch. And I was walking by, and I was just sort of glancing at the field, and this team, you know, the center field's picking grass and throwing it up in the air with his back to the plate or whatever, but the team that was batting had second and third, and there was a kid fouling pitches off, and so I sort of slowed down, and then I stopped because I want to see if he drives in the runs. I want to see if this kid gets a hit. That'll be a big moment for him. I remember being 9 years old and driving in a couple of runs in a baseball game. So I'm just standing beyond the fence, and, you know, there's parents sitting down the lines in their camp chairs or whatever.
Thinking
and
you're a pedophile. Every one of them is one.
And
is
I
one.
Thought, I need to start walking again here because I'm just the weird guy who's standing beyond the center field fence watching these kids. And it helps now if I'm pushing a child in the stroller or something like that.
Little
I
bit.
Seem less right. threatening. But
common tactic.
I'm not.
Cabbage Patch doll.
Give him a crisp $20 bill to take off his shirt and run through a sprinkler. You know, one of those things.
Jesus, dude.
It is refreshing.
What is the matter with you?
It's been a long
time. We're not recording. Don't worry about it.
So anyway, I guess what I'm saying here is I'm siding with those old guys that just want to see some baseball. Even
I had no problem with it. Yeah, what the hell?
Team old guy.
And they were like, you know, I could hear them commenting because they're old, so they talk really loud. Oh, that gets a player. That gets a player right there. Look at him. Yeah, that's an athlete right there. You know, still just comments. Oh, Jesus, that kid's – that's a rough-looking swing. You know, stuff like that. It was pretty funny.
Every town needs a Statler and a Waldorf at a 10-year-old
That's exactly what they need. Yep.
Yeah, that's my dad. My dad and his buddy Dale are the Statler and Waldorf of the Hector Liquor Store right now. They're just they go down like one day a week, sit outside, and, you know, because I mean Hector, Minnesota accomplished social distancing years before we actually had to do it, and so they'll sit out there and just because they've added like covered seating outside and like some. Manufacturer down there like give them a whole basically outdoor bar that they're just borrowing for the summer and so people can just hang out outside, which they're going to do anyway because they all still smoke down there, so it's just, you know, that's just that's what they do. They're bored and they're now there's,
God, I love
since there's no there yeah there's no like you know the closest Legion ball team in Renville. I think that's in it's either in Bird Island or Fairfax. I can't remember
Bird Island's got a nice park. It's a nice park.
They do have a really nice park.
I can picture them just so they're sitting out watching the trucks go by, judging the trucks. Steve got a new pickup. Yep. Now his truck's worth more than his house.
I have heard that exact phrase so many goddamn times.
You hear it
chicken.
Every time.
So many times.
I can hear him saying it.
Yep.
That's a good line.
It is.
Brandon, chicken, since you guys are top-level baseball players, I have a question about Legion Ball.
Well, wow, both of us.
Brandon is.
Okay. All right, equal.
So I have seen a number of references to Legion Ball as if it's a very important thing, like for high school age baseball. Is that really true? And I ask this because I played Legion Ball in high school. And fairly regularly, we did not have a right fielder on our team.
I would say it's...
Go ahead, Brandon. It depends on the city, but it's to most cities, it is the most important summer baseball you can play for
really?
17 and 18-year-olds. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, there's no other league in the summer. If you had a stud from your hometown, like an amazing player who wanted to be seen by colleges, did you have another league he could have played in? It would have been Legion, right? That's it.
Well, Brandon, what I'll tell you, what surprised me the last couple of years, and as your sons get older, I think you're going to see this more. Legion's actually, the bell curve, it's actually gone. The curve's been flattened for Legion. There's club teams that you're seeing more and more Legion become less important. I'm not saying it's not important. I'm saying it's less than it was. It may have seen
Is that for every town, or is it like certain towns, or...
It's growing. It's or I guess it's shrinking the other way. The club option is growing, and the kids are seeing Legion. It's almost like hockey, like Minnesota high school hockey. It's still important, yep. But you see a lot of kids going the junior route just because they can play 50, 60 games in club baseball versus Legion. They're just not going to play that many games, and they're going to get.
Is this club team in different states? Do they leave for the summer?
They play local. They play out of state. They get more exposure to scouts because they're in a more of a it's more regional than a state thing. So
yeah.
You're just going to get exposed to more colleges. So that's why they're doing it. And they're playing.
Yeah, I guess I can only speak for like Minnetonka, Wayzata, Edina, the cities of people that I know that are involved. And Legion's still, I mean, it's different
still
this
big.
Year, right? They're like, it's yep. like a shadow league being played right now. It's not an actual league.
That's right.
But those teams still, yeah, some it's really competitive. So
it really is. But what you're seeing, like Rosemont, it's not like it was. And you're seeing MASH and Blizzard and I don't know. There's other ones.
Other super cool team names.
Great Lakes, yeah. other club, you can pick whatever. Kind of minor league hockey team name. There's academies popping up all over that are putting teams together like that. It's becoming more popular.
This is not going to stop, is it? You know, I feel like you hear a lot of, maybe it's just articles, maybe it's one of these confirmation bias things. Like, I really want to see articles and leagues of like, hey, less specialization, play all the sports later. I see some of those, but that's probably not actually tethered to reality at all right now, right? If you're really good at a sport, you give up everything else pretty quickly and you go into like private trainer, as you said, club team, traveling, year-round, whatever. That's the thing.
I think you're right. All of the advice is don't specialize, and kids look at it like, yeah, thanks. Good tip. I'm going to specialize.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I would like to make money. I would like to have a nice house. That's hard to overcome.
Well, I think it's even before that. It's just like, we all knew kids growing up that were really, really good at one sport, and their personality changes when they're playing that sport as opposed to when they're playing a shitty, you know, like they're just. You know, I knew kids who were incredible at hockey growing up, and then they would go out and play baseball or football or whatever, and they sucked at that, and they just were different people. They just didn't like it. So even before any of that other stuff, they just start thinking, like, I like being good at stuff. That's what I want to do.
So let's say you're in Wayzata. That's a good example, and I don't know, how many kids are in Wayzata High School? 2,000?
75,000.
It's probably way more than that. It's enormous. So
yeah, a couple thousand minimum.
You're the best hockey player in Wayzata High School. You're, let's say, a couple hundred boys play hockey, and you're number one. And you are like the 47th best baseball player. You need to diversify and play both sports. And I'm looking. I don't blame that kid for looking at you like, why? What the fuck would I do that for?
I'm gonna go kick everybody's ass playing hockey. It's awesome.
Yes,
I love it.
It's so much fun.
It's like you've never been good at anything if you think I should continue playing baseball.
No. Or I'm going to go strike out, go 0 for 4 with 3 Ks and a weak grounder to second. Or I'm going to go score 4 goals. Well, the 4 goals sounds way better. Way better.
Yeah, I know. So I think we like to think it's the parents pushing all this sort of stuff, but I don't know. It's kids.
Well, So
the goddamn kids these days is what it is.
I don't blame them.
I don't say it's right, but I also don't blame. I get it. I understand it.
Right. Yeah, it's a tough one. Okay, bros and turds?
Sure.
Bros and turds.
All right.
Bros and turds. Bros and turds. It's the theme song from Bros and Turds.
There we go. let's start with John. John, you're the nicest one. I think that you should get to start. What do you want to give us for your bro this year?
It's a good question. Because in a difference from some past years that we've done Bros and Turds and other teams that we've done Bros and Turds for, usually there's about 3-4 guys that are completely off limits. You can't pick.
At most. I mean, yeah. We cheer for some really terrible teams.
But with the Twins this year,
they're all good.
Unless if you're picking somebody who is regularly in the starting lineup as your bro, Chicken's just going to yell at me because it seems unfair.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem unfair. It is unfair.
Right.
You're not allowed to pick any starter.
If I pick the Twins' least well-known, least exciting infielder, I'd be picking Jorge Polanco, who was the all-star shortstop last year.
Cheater.
Can't pick.
Come on.
Can't pick Jorge Polanco.
Jeez.
So my...
No, you can pick a good bro, but he's got to go extra bro on you.
Yeah, he's established it. Extra bro.
Yeah.
Usually I pick Williams Astudillo, but yep. I'm not even sure certain he's on the team right now.
No one knows.
Which hasn't necessarily stopped my bro picks in the past. I'm gonna pick a pitcher. I'm gonna go for. I'm going to go for Taylor Rogers this year. Taylor Rogers and the criteria, the bro criteria is that he has, in this shortened season, which may only be 3 games long, mm-hmm. he has, what would be really good for a number of saves? He has 20 saves this year.
Yeah, that would
is
be
that enough
be
saves?
Equivalent that's, to like that, 52 saves or something, right?
Right.
One every 3 games. Uh-oh.
So I submit to the bro committee, the turd committee.
The bro
bring
committee.
Bring this turd court to order.
Uh-oh.
Order!
Oh, no.
Demand order!
This pretty aggressive gavel.
We're going to pass it. We're going to let it go. Turd court.
All right.
Hey.
Look, don't get a big head about this. It's not about... It's not about the quality of your argument. It's entirely about my indifference.
It's not about you, John.
Man, no. If there was ever a year that I could pick Nelson Cruz to hit
you
all
done
5
it.
Home
I don't
runs.
Care.
And he'd been like, whatever. Don't care.
Whatever.
I don't.
Nelson Cruz does not miss an at-bat this year because he was asleep at the time of the at-bat. Ah, that's fine. Good
that's
enough.
Good
criteria.
All right. I think we should have Stu go next. The second nicest.
Let's see. We are going to go with Kenta Maeda. We will say because he will finish in the top 15 in the American League Cy Young voting.
Holy shit!
Woo! Ho!
Does that get me out of the? I think that gets me in the court's good graces.
Yes.
You are fine.
Is, okay. Here we go.
If the court cared, they would have said it's good.
Okay.
The court's impressed.
This is like a couple years ago where Stu said Byron Buxton would finish in the top 10 of the MVP voting, and we all laughed uproariously at him, and then Buxton finished 23rd or something like that.
he got sent down. He got sent down to the minors between then and then, John. It was a horrible idea that ended up sort of good at the end.
It was amazing. I'll never forget it.
All right, who's next?
Well, now next, I think, should be Chicken.
All right. If you had asked me before the season started, I would have gone with Rich Hill. I was never impressed with the signing. I don't know. It doesn't do a whole lot for me. I think that he's going to underwhelm. But now it sounds like he got pushed back a start so it kind of feels like cheating a little bit. My second pick would have been Homer Bailey. I kind of see them as two peas in a pod. So, I'll leave it up to you guys which one I get to pick. I think he's already had some struggles, too. Now, I think that was in an exhibition game, but so not in the regular season. So I think it's more fair to pick Homer Bailey.
So I got to tell you, I am willing to let you have your pick of those two because I know that every other season we've done this, you've picked Kyle Gibson, and he's not here anymore. And
I guess you could still take him.
Is he even playing anymore? I'm going to look him up. That I am going to look up. I care about him enough to actually look him up.
I guess what I'm saying is you can have any right-hander who's on the Rangers for a bounce back year this year. I know that's your lane.
I don't like bounce back candidates in a 60 game season. 162 right. game, that's fine. I'm not big on. And now, obviously, when they signed him, they didn't know this was going to happen. Or maybe they did. I mean, they're supposed to be so fucking smart. Maybe the boy geniuses should have figured out that this is going to happen. But they didn't. So I just am not big on a bounce back candidate in this short of a season. I don't want to be given starts away.
So who's your pick?
I'm going with Dick Mountain? Homer Bailey, please.
Homer Bailey.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Homer Bailey.
What's your criteria for Homer Bailey?
Being Homer Bailey. I don't know, John.
Make the team? Still rostered?
Numbers don't. I got to do math, like prorate shit. So, like, four wins? Less than four wins? Is that fair? So that would be 12 wins season in regular times? Or not 12 even? That'd be like a 10-win season.
Yeah, like an 11-win season, maybe.
I need 5 wins from Homer for him to be a bro.
Oh, we're saying bro. I thought we were saying turds. I'm not paying any goddamn attention.
My God.
Fuck me.
You already moved on to turds?
I was already talking turds, guys. I'm not
paying. In order, chicken.
Oh, the order, because we do this weekly. So I'm just supposed to, there's an order.
I mean, everybody knows
you've
been doing it for
head.
35 years.
I don't fucking know what the order is. You're giving me way more credit than I deserve.
God, it was amazing that you were like, I hate both these guys. One's my bro. And we're all like, what? I don't.
I'm sorry to confuse.
Well, kind of like it.
Shit.
He picked.
There you have your turd.
It's good. He picked Kyle Gibson so many years in a row, it just made perfect sense.
Of course,
he's going for
a
retailer.
Know how the game works.
So we're going to have to flip-flop because I don't have a bro yet. I'll do bros when it's my turd turn.
All right.
I'm going to take Randy D. Give me Dobnak.
That's the Dobber?
Yeah,
he
the Dobber.
Sucked one. He did not do that great. You can't get the fucking W, Randy.
No, he's my guy. ERA of like 4. That's a good.
Wow.
That'd be amazing, right?
That's, yes, fair.
Okay. Okay, so now we've got. So now we're going to go back and we're going to do this reverse turd, and then Chicken's going to give us his bro while we're doing turds. So now we're back up to John. I want to hear your turd.
You guys, I was literally talking about like giving you a bro turd court ruling. So I knew it was bros.
Yep.
What the hell's wrong with my head?
I don't know.
You've been inside for a long time.
It's been a long summer. It's been a really long summer.
I'm a little scared about myself.
Well, we'll give you that one. Otherwise, we may have to call somebody.
Thanks. All right. Sand Creek.
John. Jonathan.
Turd
it up.
I picked Polanco, who again made the All-Star team, as my turd last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not gonna make that mistake again.
Okay. I'm gonna pick a new All-Star.
My turd is going to be, I'm going to say, in the same sense of if this was The Price is Right and I did $1 more or $1 less, I can't remember how that works, than Stu did, I'm going to pick Kenta Maeda as my turd.
Oh, I like it.
Son of a bitch. Don't like that.
Kenneth Maeda. So then, if he's a turd if he's 16th in AL Cy Young voting. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm saying ERA north of 5.
Yep. Good turd. Good turd. Okay, Stu. Oh, boy. We're losing Stuart.
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say Mitch Garver.
I like that.
I worry.
He was punched above his weight class last year.
Such a pleasant surprise last year, and at a really difficult position. And I just worry. I just worry that that was a blip instead of a trend. So there's I have no like knowledge of him actually struggling this year. That's just one of the many dreads that I have. That's one of them.
One of the many dreads, Mitch Garver.
Yes, yes.
I respect that. So he just generally should kind of suck, and then he's a turd?
Yeah, just not, you know, the power's gone, the consistency, the steady presence behind the dish, as I like to call it, which is home plate for people who don't follow along.
Dish, I get it.
So yeah, that's it. Just an off year.
All right, chicken. Bro.
Bro, okay. Trevor May?
Okay. I can see that.
What kind of criteria would you like me to use? I mean, he's a middle reliever, so there's no – what stat threshold would you like to use? There's nothing
else. Yeah, I think we're going to have to go with whip.
1.1? His
whip last year was 1.3, so if he's a 1.1, I will say that's a bro. I'll give you that. I probably shouldn't. But
well, why not?
I don't know. 1.3 to 1.1. I mean, come on. If Trevor May had a 1.1 WHIP, would we be like, oh shit, he was amazing?
All right. So what do you want? What do you want? The price
under
is right
one.
This bitch.
Under one.
Wow, under one.
He can do it. He can do it. Wow. He's staying on his heel. He's one of those. You know, he's got the stim things on his arm, the weighted balls, doing the power throws, all of it. He's doing it all. He's got weighted balls.
Fine. Jesus. Fine. Whatever.
Yeah. All right.
Under one.
Okay. My turret is Josh Donaldson.
Ooh, wow. Wow.
Just, I don't know. Wow. You never know. Just getting a little old. Getting a little long in the tooth.
Changing leagues again, but what's
long in the tooth? Just, National just League age. To American League, I can see that. Come on, you don't need to look too hard. It's possible.
Didn't he hit
pressure
49 home runs in the American League like 3 years ago?
Yes, he did.
That was a long 3 years ago. Long 3 years when you're 34 years old. You remember 34, right?
I do.
I don't.
Body starts to shut down a bit.
Jesus.
I don't.
Oh,
know.
Jesus. God. That'd be awesome.
I'm going to say an OPS of like 750. 750 OPS.
Okay. Ooh, that's fair.
Wow.
Okay. Yikes.
Yeah. All right.
It's a threshold. I just don't feel like going to turd court You know how much I lose every time, no, so I'm just going to like immediately take
settle
a plea
out of
deal.
Court.
Just yep, a plea deal. Our, yeah.
Arbiter.
I got like a speeding ticket and I'm like, just give me like 2 weeks in prison. Go, yeah. Okay. Okay. Did Brandon's... you just say 2 weeks in prison?
Brandon just pled his speeding ticket down to manslaughter.
What was John's turd?
John's turd was Kenneth Maeda.
Did we offer a threshold for that? I don't recall.
Yeah, north of five for the ERA.
Oh, five. And then what was Stu's again? I'm sorry, I'm losing my mind again.
His was Mitch Garver.
And did he offer a threshold?
Garb sauce. He said generally his power is gone.
Yeah, low power, basically.
It's one of those like sexual harassment. You know it when you see it.
Let's attach a number. Oh, we're not going to attach a number? It's
pronounced. Let's do home runs under eight. Does that count? Oh. Is that do I need to do a little?
Under
16,
eight.
20.
Home runs under
Under 20 a season, basically.
Yeah, he did like 30-something last year. I want to – can we get to seven? Stu, can I get you to seven?
Yes. Yes, you can get me to seven.
That's a deal. That's a broke
deal's
deal.
Deal's good. Deal. Yep, deal.
Adjudicated.
Turd court is adjudicated.
Res ipsa loquitur.
All right. You guys want to talk other sports at all? I don't know.
What else is out there?
I feel exhausted.
John, are you there, John?
Stu, I'm here.
Isn't there a big MLS game tomorrow locally?
The Minnesota Uniteds are playing tomorrow. Yes.
Yeah. Is that it? It sounds like is it a elimination game?
Yep. It's their first knockout round game. Yes.
Okay.
How many teams are in that round?
It's a 16 team knockout round.
16 team knockout. Gotcha. Big.
This is the octo final.
They don't call it the octo final, do they?
No, they don't call it the octo finals. They call it the round of 16. Same as anyone else.
Yeah, nice try. Nice try, pal.
Trying to coin a
Come
new
on.
Phrase.
It's insane. No one remembers my formerly thing that I already said earlier now after that one.
No. Who do they play, John?
They play Columbus, who... There's been a lot of talk about how Columbus has looked like the best team in the tournament so far, which is... Uh-huh. More or less true, but also it's three games and this is MLS, so that means absolutely nothing.
Yeah. J-O motion to Columbus right now.
Yep. J-O.
Bitches.
Mm-hmm.
I've been consistently surprised reading accounts, people writing about this tournament and very wildly overreacting to just three games. Like, oh, this team, like Cincinnati is a remarkably terrible team, but they made the knockout round because they won one of their games, basically, against the team that had one of their players sent off very early in the match. And I listened to a whole podcast about how, well, maybe Cincinnati's got it figured out. They got a new coach, blah, blah, blah. It was like, guys, this is three games. Cincinnati probably does not have it figured out. And if you listen to yourselves talk about Cincinnati, about how they have absolutely no talent, but they managed to hold the fort and defensively. If you listen to yourselves talk for a while, you'd understand what I mean there. But since they made the knockout round, everyone's like, well, maybe Cincinnati's a thing now. Now, all that being said, Columbus will probably come out and blow Minnesota's doors off, but...
Okay, that's good. Good update. Appreciate that. Dr. Puck and Mr. Kreese are here. No, Mr. Puck and Dr. Mm-hmm. Kreese are here today. And want to hear from John and Chicken. What's happening with NHL? It's starting soon, yes?
Starts this weekend.
Starts this weekend, and are they in a bubble?
They're in a bubble.
What city?
There's two bubbles in Canada, one in Toronto, one in Edmonton.
Double bubble in Canada. Gotcha. How many teams made the playoffs?
24.
And what's that called?
That's...
An octo final. What do you call that one, John?
Maybe it is the octo final. You don't know.
God damn. Maybe. I was hoping you'd try to come up with a new one. Okay, so round of three to start, or is there any single limb games?
Yeah, round of five to start. There's four teams in each conference that have byes in the first round, and then the 5 through 12 teams are playing best of five series.
I got like 20% of that, but I kind of understand. There's some games, and then they'll play some better teams, and then we'll see what happens. When is the thing supposed to all wrap up?
October.
And there hasn't been any outbreaks at all, right?
Most of the teams have been in the bubble for about 24 hours now. But
oh, okay. So they're just getting started.
Yep.
But even that is a shocking accomplishment for Gary Bettman.
Just having the sense, it was a major victory for the NHL to have the common sense to say, you know what? Things are not going so well in the United States. Let's go to the other country where this sport is way more popular and also is sort of a functioning nation. We're just going to go there and stay there, and everything will probably be fine.
And they took us in. What an incredible country. Thank you, Canada, as always.
God bless Canada.
Chicken, did you want to say any gratitude for Canada? Say thanks. I know you wanted the floor here. Did you write a poem?
I'm trying to think what swear word rhymes with Trudeau.
Somehow Jacob Fry doesn't rhyme with it. I don't know why.
You know? Damn it. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, Gary Bettman, I guess like it's rousing success in a way, but he still somehow found a way to buttfuck the Wild by not letting Kaprizov, the Wild, and not just the Wild's kind of a exciting young guy, but I think the whole league would have been excited to watch him play.
Oh, and just, is that good?
He's very good. I think...
He was widely acknowledged to be the best player at the last Olympics.
Our mutual acquaintance, Randball, I saw an article where he had him side by side with one Ricky Rubio.
Well, his comparison it was more about the buildup. You know, he's been overseas for years now in the talk. He's been the best overseas for years. It's really exciting to see him play, and these playoffs would have been an opportunity.
Yeah, I just don't want him saddled with the comparison of one of the greatest players the NBA has ever seen, which would scare me a little bit, just the pressure mounting. But if it was NBA, more of a representative sort of, then I'm okay with it.
I'll admit I haven't paid much attention to the NBA. Is there a second NBA league that I'm not aware of?
It's a new
NBA.
Happened. Yeah. Yep.
The NNBA? The new
NBA.
One?
Yeah.
He meant amazing. The European NBA.
Euronba. That's what we call
it,
just for short.
It's such a remarkably stupid business decision. Just from business, it's so... Like, could you imagine Roger Goodell, for all his faults, saying, like, oh, hey, we're going to play this NFL season, but Joe Burrow, you can't play.
No rookies.
We're just like, what? Like, what?
Rookies can play, but not quarterbacks.
But not the exciting ones.
Not the quarterbacks.
Just the punters? And just like
no skill positions. It'd be ridiculous.
Weak side linebackers. Just those two.
All right, so what is this young bruiser's name again? Kirilov?
Kaprizov. He's not a bruiser.
Little beauty. He's a little guy.
He's like a little squirrel. Little snake slithering around out there. Would have been exciting. Can't have that.
It's fucking stupid. And this is the one time. Just make a decision. Just
there's no explanation for it. It's just like, no, we're just not going to let him play.
The particularly galling thing here is not that they're not letting him play because it would be good or whatever, but this is a common thing that happens every playoffs. Guys finish their junior seasons. They finish their college seasons. They get signed as free agents, or they're already draft picks. They come into the organization. There's even a term for them. They call them black aces. Like they're like the cards in your hand that you can play now that they're out of college. They're out of juniors.
The precedent has been set for years.
Every
a
year.
Precedent.
It's years and years. The exact same thing. Okay. And the 1 year the Wild have a guy that's coming in, they're like, No, actually, just this summer. Not this year. Every other year would be fine, but not this year.
John, you know what my follow-up's going to be here. You know exactly where we're going.
I agree 100% that Gary Bettman should be in federal prison. Said it for years. We'll say it again.
I'm gonna need you to do something for me.
I will not be Gary Bettman's mom.
Pretend to be Gary Bettman's mom. Please.
I want to hear this, though, John. You got to do it because I need an explanation.
Come on. You're Gary Bettman's mom. Get there.
All right.
Method actor.
Here we go.
I know we all know. I don't know if everybody knows this, but John studied at Juilliard for years.
Plays the clarinet beautifully.
Beautifully. All leading up to this moment. Mrs. Bettman, old lady Bettman, can you please explain your son's seemingly irrational, insane decision to not let our sweet boy, Kyle Kiprolev, play for the Wild? What's your answer?
Well, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but we lived kind of out in the country, and it was under a lot of high-tension power lines, our house. It was the cheapest house. It was under a lot of power lines. And later, we had a well. We didn't have city water, and they later found out it was contaminated with, like, six different things.
Mm-hmm.
It was more it was more mercury than water, is all I'm saying.
A mercury well.
Yes.
So you're saying he's doing his best.
I'm saying he's a special boy in many ways.
God damn.
Yeah, can I ask this? How many government officials' dicks did you have to suck to get him that job? Ma'am,
answer,
with all due respect.
Answer the question, ma'am.
Was it hundreds? Was it thousands?
You would be surprised.
Two at a time.
You would be surprised at how lenient the Canadian government is when it comes to the NHL.
I'm not surprised at all. They told Toronto, the Blue Jays, they can't play in Toronto.
If they let the entire NHL, you can.
Yeah, funny.
If the Canadian government let Ottawa have a hockey team like 40 miles outside of Ottawa, they're fine with Gary Bettman being the commissioner.
I guess.
Well, that's a huge bummer. What are the odds that the Wild win it all? Like one?
Half of 1%. The odds are not good.
They're like one of the worst of the teams in?
No, it's one of 24. Nobody knows anything. There's no way of knowing how this is going to turn out.
Because they're shorter series, you could get hot, and goalies, all that, like, hot hand thing. It could happen.
It'll be an American team. For sure it'll be an American team, because Canadian teams don't win, and it'll be even worse this time.
God, I hope so.
Because all the games are in Canada.
I hope so.
So we'll just root for America.
The Panthers. I don't know.
And I hope they just spread germs all over Canada. I hope the parade is in.
That seems to be built into the American character right now. So I think that's a given.
Not a problem.
Just like,
consider it done.
Just like American soldiers in World War II over in like fucking France, just spreading disease all over the place.
Oh yeah, yeah,
fucking everything.
Your wish will be granted. I'm almost sure of it. Okay, so, Chicken, back to you. You told us that you weren't that excited about baseball. Is your passion for hockey just as low? Is it a little bit better? Is there a little bit more of an escape there?
I don't know yet. I will find out.
They haven't done any like exhibition. Nothing. No idea what the experience is going to look like on TV or anything.
No idea. We don't know. They haven't done
it. Seems
anything.
Like it should be
they
fine, right? Like the fan component is not really, doesn't really do much for you on TV hockey, right?
Not really. I mean, you can kind of see the crowd, but the angles, they try to zoom in as much as they can. Even on the glass, they put advertisements. So
right.
I think of all the sports, it's probably, well, I don't know. Maybe NBA and NFL are going to be similar. I don't know. I have no idea. I hope they don't can in music, crowd noise.
You don't want it?
I don't want it. No, just give it to me straight, Doc. I don't need the.
It would be.
I like acoustic music. I don't need all the production, all the
Just a simple, just a man and his guitar. Yep.
That's all.
Of all the sports that are coming back without crowds, I think I would get the most enjoyment out of hockey, putting a disclaimer at the start of the broadcast, and then just turning the effect mics way up so we can hear all of the horrible things that the players say to each other.
Oh, Lord, you've saw it in Slapshot. It would be every night would be a sequel to Slapshot.
So many convictions for hate crimes and hate speech in every game.
Something tells me that the what was that famous clip that we watched? The guys yelling at Brian Bellows.
Oh, Bellows!
Yeah,
for a couple minutes straight. Something tells me that was like the pinnacle of trash talk in hockey. My sense is they all just none of it's very clever. I don't think they're studying amazing ways to get in their heads.
I don't know, Brandon. I think it's just because the stuff that they say wouldn't be allowed on YouTube.
I just remember this was a million years ago, but I had a friend that I went to high school with play in the NHL. And I remember he was like, there's a lot of just like, fuck you, you're a pussy. No, you're a pussy. A lot of that. A lot more than he was probably expecting. But it was great for him. He wasn't like a wordsmith guy. But that's what I'm really intrigued. I want to hear it. And people have made the comment before, but like, I would pay a lot of money to have an unedited game that I could just listen to, just to hear it, just to get in there. But probably never happened. Because you're right, they'd all somehow go to jail.
Yeah, it'd be bad.
Terroristic threats. Oh, well, fun to dream.
My favorite is every national broadcast at one time or another tries miking up hockey players, and then they have to sift through this footage every period and try to find some things they can put on their sound of the game package.
It's like
and
coughing.
It's all just the dumbest stuff ever. Like, oh, good job, Jonesy.
Let's go.
It's either that, and then by the third period they've completely given up because there's nothing usable in there.
Yeah.
They're divorced guys. I just love that.
Sorry, I'm just thinking of Goon now.
So good. Really good.
Oh, God. Sorry, I'm useless for the rest of the show, guys. I'm sorry.
That'll do.
Chicken Janata reminded me of Goon.
That's like on Netflix, right? Or Hulu or
yes.
It's on somewhere.
It's
cheap.
On Netflix. It's very on Netflix. Worth it. It's absolutely worth it.
The sportive stamp of approval. 4 for 4.
Yes.
We all love it. Yeah, that's great. That's all I got for hockey talk. I don't think we have time to get in the NBA. I can't go less than half an hour straight just talking about how excited I am. So, Chicken, I'll call you tomorrow, and we'll just do mano-a-mano.
Good.
Just you and I going deep.
Zoom. Zoom me.
I'll zoom you up. Yep.
Yep.
So I can't do that. I have a final question. John, do you have anything before we – I have one final question, quick
I don't have any final
question.
Questions.
Okay, then my final question is for Stu, and I probably would like Chicken's point of view as well. John, I'd love your point of view, but my guess is you're going to say you don't have an opinion. Stuart, what do you think of the new Taylor Swift album?
It's good.
People are talking about it, John. We gotta talk about the trends, buddy.
Here's the thing. Topic. The reason I said is because I thought the other day, before we do another podcast, I should really listen to this Taylor Swift album so that I finally have something to say about a piece of pop culture.
Yeah.
And I forgot about it. Now the chickens are coming home to roost, so to speak.
Yeah, it feels right up the alley of our friends Stuart and Chicken because they both respect and enjoy Taylor Swift, and they also really love folk music. So back to you, Stu. Good. That's your review?
Yeah, I listened to it on Friday when it came out. Piper's a big fan of both Taylor Swift and The National, because that guy from The National co-wrote or produced most of the album.
And, yeah, he's the head of Antifa really as well.
He is. Is that right? I saw that.
He's also the head of Antifa.
No, that was, I believe, fake news, as they say. Enjoyed the record. That Bon Iver duet is freaking great, and I was not expecting to really like. I'm not a big fan of Bon Iver, but that was, I really enjoyed it. I like the, there's a song she writes from the perspective of like, there's like a love triangle whole song cycle in there. Ooh. There's one that's called Betty. Fantastic.
It's a fun one. Kind of kicking it old school for Taylor, back into like high school drama, losing innocence. It's kind of like most of her songs are, and it's good.
Yeah, but she does swear. She swears on this quite a bit.
Well, and then the best thing ever is she at one point is talking to like a guy she likes, and she says something about all of your stupid friends, which I love it. That's what every girl thinks about every friend of their boyfriend or husband. Your stupid friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I give it a two solid thumbs up from me and from Piper. Mandy does not have an opinion on it. She has not listened to it yet.
Okay. So the Stewart family gives it two thumbs up and one NA.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. All right, Chicken. You listen?
Yeah, I'll apologize, Roxy. The extent of my listening to new music was done on my drive to and from the office. And the last new song I heard was in like March.
Is it Uptown Funk?
March 14th. Yeah.
Uptown Funk of brand new.
I don't drive to the office. I just don't. So I haven't heard it. I know about it. I have not had an opportunity to listen because I just don't. I don't sit here at my desk and listen to new music.
Sure. Well, here's the thing that's kind of related to your commute issue is that you might be somewhat embarrassed to not have heard it, but no one's listening to this either. No one will listen to this podcast.
That's a great point.
So don't even worry about it. We're just doing a dry run here. We'll get back into it.
I was actually intrigued. I heard about the concept. I did not know about the Bon Iver part.
I was not. I really was not expecting to enjoy it, but
can you walk me through this? I haven't heard a good explanation for this. The Bon Iver, the pronunciation thing. Like, he's not from like Normandy, France. You know, he's not from. He's from like Wisconsin, right?
The France of the France of America. Eau Claire, France of America.
Why are we going with Bon Iver? What's his name? What's his real name?
Justin Vernon. A very Wisconsin name.
John, wasn't that the old goalie for the Flame, for the Calgary Flames?
That's correct. Played for the Red Wings for a few years too.
Yeah.
And then he moved to Wisconsin.
Where's the Bon Iver part come from?
Intrigue.
Because he's an indie rock singer. Chicken, as you know, he the trade that he plies, mystery and weird names are kind of a selling point.
Are there unnecessary punctuation marks after Bone and Iver?
There's no punctuation mark after Bone and Iver.
No, but most of his songs have some weird shit going on punctuation wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got some quirks.
Well, the only songs I've heard, he like holds a G chord for about half an hour. Just
yeah, that was his first single. Yeah, what a banger! That slaps.
If it was a band, I guess I could see a name, like a weird name. But it's just one guy, right? It's just a guy.
I think so. Yeah, I think it's just basically him.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's fine. The stuff I like, people don't get either, so it's fine.
The first guy to use a stage name. Bullshit.
Mike Vernon. Yeah, it's not a stage name. It's not like, I don't know. It's Robert Zimmerman, you know. He just went with Bob Dylan. That's a stage name. Like, he just went from.
Bon Iver is not a name.
You went from Mike Vernon to
or a
Bon
word.
Iver. It's just a,
but that's not, probably not, that's not how you pronounce those words. There's just nothing going on there.
It's not for me to know. I'm not his audience. It's just I'm not. It's fine.
I think you're supposed to be kind of frustrated by it. He's probably, I mean, he's a listener, as you know. He's probably like, see, yes, exactly. Exactly.
He's probably
the point.
Awesome. I don't know what he looks like. I suspect he either looks like the guy from Owl City, like super skinny, kind of, you know, I don't know, or like a beard, kind of a little doughy.
He looks like before Chris Pratt was a superstar and he was like just on Parks and Rec. He just looks like that.
Does he have a beard?
Sure. Scruff.
Yep, beard and a beard and a thinning hairline.
Mm-hmm. Now that's more, yeah, that's kind of the neighborhood I had him in. Okay.
Right.
Oh, well, whatever.
Not
I'll
French.
Have to give it a try. No. No.
Mm-mm. No. Incredibly un-French. Yeah, okay, well, we'll be back tomorrow for our NBA podcast, and hopefully you'll have listened to it back-to-back a few times, then you can give your review.
Okay. Then we can get into the Haim album.
Oh, Haim. Shit. They got...
I think that's really good.
I heard a song and I really liked it. I heard that on the radio, like on.
Yeah, it's really good.
The current.
If you eventually have to go into the office to like get like your trivia of the day calendar off of your desk,
you can just... March 14th.
Grab that old banana you forgot.
Oh no! Oh.
I do love the Far Side. Yeah, that, it's, you can listen to that too.
Great call. I forgot about that one, too.
By the way, if you had asked me how to pronounce the name of that band, Haim would have been, at best, my third guess. That's at best.
Just would have spelled the letters out. It's an acronym.
Yeah, yeah. Now that you mentioned that, it would have been in fourth place is probably the best I could have done with Haim.
Yeah, another tough one. Well, I'm out. I'm out of content.
Sweet.
I got nothing else.
Well, that was good.
Yeah, we gave him some good tent, I think. I think the people will enjoy the tent.
Yeah. Good. Well, let's press stop then.
Alrighty.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.